This is Wade Vrensky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Perils of Pricing and Nutrition. Former President, the late George H. Bush, was famously embarrassed during his last campaign on a mundane stop going through the line in a supermarket where he was clearly lost in an unknown environment, inadvertently distancing himself from the experience of the average American. These days, we should all be so lucky to find the shopping experience better left to others and their deeper pocketbooks. We all have our own measures of inflation and perhaps predatory pricing strategies. As a driver regularly putting significant miles on my truck, I watch gas prices like a hawk. My jaw dropped when I read about $7.50 a gallon prices in California. How do they make it? I was able to get gas for a third of that on my last run to Arkansas, and even in greater New Orleans was able to hit $2.59. Now it's running between $3.09 and $2.89 most places. Yeah, I know we shouldn't complain, but just saying. Driving back from Houston, my go-to barometer for decades has been the cost of honey buns, an occasional purchase when I need a push. Don't judge me. There have been times when they were two for a dollar, but in recent years, it's a buck a pop and a bit more with taxes. At the ubiquitous Love's truck stops, the eye-popping price on these buns and all such items were now $2.39. That goes way past inflation. Buying three cartons of eggs this weekend in preparation for a big staff meeting, a young woman with a toddler in her shopping cart passed by me and with a smile, without stopping, said to me, "Eggs, they're too expensive for me." I laughed and said, "I heard on the radio they were $5 a dozen." I then looked and realized the organic eggs I was getting for our picky staff team were almost six and a half a dozen. Inflation is real, obviously, but the bird flu that led to millions of hens being put down per USDA and FDA requirements is likely as big, if not a bigger, factor. I made the mistake of relating my shock to mi compañera, thinking I would get a hearty shout of support, but I was wrong. She went all nutritional and protein happy on me, and darned if she didn't mass shame me as well. Her argument went like this. A pound of ground beef is running on average about $5.19, and you can get four patties out of that, so that's about $1.30 per burger. The eggs, even the high-priced organic ones, are about 55 cents per egg. And if you go for two eggs, you beat the burger. If you buy a carton of eggs at the average price of $3.50, each egg is running less than 30 cents. So even a three-egg omelet gets you as much or more protein as a burger for less than a buck. Even with eggs at $5 per dozen, or about 42 cents per egg, a three-egg scrambled is still cheaper than a burger. She's not saying that eggs are suddenly a bargain at that price, but she's got a point. All of which shut me up for a while. I'm a regular worker at our household Saturday night grocery run, and it's still not easy out there, or for that young mother I mentioned, but we're all way out of the league for the George H. Bush folks around the country. It's going to be a rough ride for a while. This is Wade Renthy. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.